Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes.
So, one of your favorite fall wines, and one that I had never experienced until you and I were actually doing a wine tasting years ago at my old restaurant, Sisson's, and we had a bottle of Condrieu, which is kind of where I think Viognier originated.
Oh, yes.
And that was my introduction 30 years ago, and I've been in love with that grape variety ever since, although most of the New World stuff doesn't taste anything like Condrieu.
No. This was the kind of a legendary, almost mythical grape because there was so little of it 60 or 70 years ago.
Right.
Well, it's really taken flight, and it's grown all over the world now. And it does pretty well. It does pretty well in Maryland.
Yeah.
And in Virginia, too. I tasted three, and I was really tickled here. Good stuff. The first was Novelty Hill Viognier from Stillwater Vineyards in Washington State, 2022. $27 for this, and I thought it was pretty fair. This is a rather idiosyncratic Viognier with a personality all of its own. It's clearly West Coast Viognier with its big scale and the amount of fruit in it, but it has some twists that appeal to me. The aroma is conventional enough, you know, green pears, but the flavors are unusual. I got this earthy bitterness that went throughout the wine. That's sort of semi-conventional. But going along with it was this big burst of flavor that I didn't know what to make of. It was kind of like honeydew melon, ripe pears, and something very bitter.
Okay.
You know, so I would love to have this with grilled fish or veal. Very interesting wine, Novelty Hill Vineyards, and it's their Viognier. From Australia, where they're doing quite a bit, is Yalumba. We have great respect for Yalumba.
This is great.
It is. $22 for this one. It's a full-bodied, full-flavored Viognier. It's rich, it's complex, and it's varietally correct. The aroma is strong and unusual. I was getting notes of, believe it or not, pumpkin and tarragon blended with lime and minerals, which is more conventional. Now and then you taste it. We get a mouthful of it, and it's like, ah, wow, this has got kind of a thick texture, and there's some nice papaya going on, you know, kind of a tropical thing. But in the middle of the flavor, this was really surprised me. There's this burst of dense ginger and honey.
Wow.
Like this big mountain peak right in the middle. And it really was got, I don't think I've come across that before. So I thought it was very pleasant. That's the Yalumba Viognier from Australia. $22, and I think that's a very, very good price for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's one that just blew me away, absolutely blew me away. This is called K, just like the letter K. And it's a Viognier from the Yakima Valley, also in Washington. Only $26 for this wine, but listen to this. It's very elegant. It's refined. It's polished. It's complex. And it's just quietly impressive. I was not the least bit surprised that it comes from Washington State, where I think there's a lot of finesse out there. Finesse truly abounds out there. The wine is built with great proportions. The body, the delicacy of the flavors, everything just was in the right proportion. It's not big by any sense, but boy, it's deep and flavorful. That's K. Viognier, $26 a bottle. That's my wine of the week. Loved it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White on 88.1 WYPR.